Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, we do our Reardon Roundtable on Friday afternoons at 3 o'clock. Jane Duker is the Democrat staple, if you will. Jane and I have been doing the roundtable for a long time together. So what happens is Fred has to get one person from her side and then one, you know, conservative for me. And we, you know, we hash out these topics. Well, Jane is off for a couple of weeks. She's doing some traveling. And, of course, that's awesome for her. We don't have as many D's as we do R's because I try to avoid the crazy Democrats. And as you might imagine, it's hard to find non-crazy Democrats. But I'm telling you, we're having so much trouble getting someone for this week, we may have to book a listener. So if you're a lefty listener who wants to be on the roundtable, apply with Fred. He might be able to hook you up. But we will do a roundtable one way or the other. I will tell you tomorrow, we have the new Attorney General, Catherine Hanaway, on at 4:30, Senator Eric Schmidt, in 24 hours. Oh, and then John O'Leary. You know, his movie opens Soul on Fire tomorrow nationwide. It's an amazing, uplifting story. John is a St. Louis native who literally set himself on fire when he was a little kid. He almost died. The legendary broadcaster for the Cardinals and other sports, Jack Buck, is credited with keeping John's hope alive and keeping him alive. And William H. Macy plays Jack Buck. So we're going to have John on the show. I'm going to see the movie finally tomorrow night. Dwayne Patterson is back with us from hotair.com, the host of the Dwayne's World podcast. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, I'm great, Mark. Not like there's anything going on in the world.
Well, I want to start with the biggest story that everyone's talking about, and that's that Dolly Parton is still alive, Dwayne.
Well, today's October the 8th, and obviously I'm here. Everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you?
No, she does not. She is still alive. Her sister's spreading terrible rumors. This has dominated the news coverage. I'm sure that your show spent 3 hours on that today. But just to make sure that everyone knows, Dolly is okay.
All I know about that story is there's apparently a rift now between Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton, because Dolly said, I'm not sure Reba would be the person would be at my bedside on my deathbed.
Wow.
So there's something going on between Dolly and Reba. So
I love that. A little cat fight, a little country cat fight, if you will, right?
Exactly.
But this is the story that's starting to get a little movement on the social media. You just tweeted this out. I guess Trump's having this roundtable discussion on Antifa. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, walks over, kind of whispers in his ear, and then there's a reaction.
Yeah, I was just given a note by the Secretary of State saying that we're very close to a deal in the Middle East, and they're going to need me pretty quickly, so I will take a couple of more questions.
So there you go. Maybe we do have. I mean, this was announced a couple of weeks ago. The terms were announced. It seems like we may have some movement on that this afternoon, Dwayne.
Yes. What I was hearing is earlier in the day that there was a possibility that a deal would be ready to go and announced by Thursday, but everything is very, very fluid. Marco Rubio was going to be going to Paris. That trip has been canceled, and apparently he's about ready to head over to the Middle East, along with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. And now there's potential talk that Trump's going to clear his schedule, and he may be going over to the Middle East. He may be going to Israel on Sunday to supervise the transfer of the hostages that are released. So, I mean, this thing is really fluid. And, of course, you know, I have no idea what's in this deal. You have no idea what's in this deal. Nobody has any idea what's in this deal except the ones that are negotiating it. And I don't trust Hamas as far as I can throw it. So all that goes into play here. But what if he negotiates this thing and they get the hostages released? I don't trust the Qatar government, but the same Qatar government now recognizes who the hegemon is in the region, which is Israel. They recognize Trump's influence, and so now they're reforming Al Jazeera and throwing a bunch of people off Al Jazeera. They treated Al Jazeera like CBS News is now going through an overhaul. So there's a lot of things happening that don't normally add up that makes you think that maybe this is a little different. So
yeah,
I'm willing to see what this deal is.
So what's the reaction then from the non-Jew-hating members of Congress if Trump actually gets something done here?
You see, here's the thing. If Donald Trump can actually pull this off, and it's a big if, admittedly a big if, but if he can address the nation from the Oval Office tonight and saying, well, the hostages will be here Friday. I'm going to go welcome them and fly them back on Air Force One when we go pay him a visit and sign this deal on Sunday. If he can pull that off, how small is Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and the Senate Democrats for closing down the government? How small does that make them?
Even smaller than they are right now. Look, and you know, that can bring us to that conversation. It doesn't seem like we're any closer, but the Democrats don't have any more leverage than they did last week. They're not going to get any more leverage. Senator Kennedy and others saying, maybe next week. I don't know exactly what they're trying to negotiate here. I mean, obviously the Obamacare subsidies are what are being discussed publicly, so they're looking for some commitment. I think Trump's going to say, yeah, look, we can talk about this, but we ain't talking about it until we pass the CR.
The subsidies that they're talking about that were, quote, temporary subsidies just to get Obamacare through the COVID years were set to expire at the end of this year, meaning end of December, November, by the Democrats who wrote the bill. They didn't want it to be there forever. So it's expiring because of the Democrats' hand, not because of the Republicans. But if it expires in November, there's no reason to shut the government down over it now, because this is what regular order is all about. That's why they have committee hearings. That's why they can haggle this out, and the two parties can come up with legislation and go through normal regular order. This whole premise is nonsense from the get-go.
This is Speaker Johnson.
There is one sad and inescapable fact that no one can forget here. This shutdown is nothing more than political cover for Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. They are worried about the Marxists flanked in their Democrat Party. The Marxists are about to elect a mayor in New York City. That's Chuck Schumer's state, and he's terrified that he's going to get a challenge from his far left.
All right, so here's Hakeem and Chuck.
A one-year extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits is not acceptable. It's a non-starter. Like, what world are these MAGA extremists living in right now?
The bottom line is that Trump and his people are trying to threaten, use these people as pawns, and say they're not going to get paid, they're not going to get back pay, and all of these kinds of things. They realize it. So I've talked to air traffic controllers. I've talked to many, and they resent how Trump is trying to use them.
All right, so they're trying to sell it on their side, obviously. Hakeem is hilarious because he knows that no one is going to challenge him on the reality of the subsidy, so he can say stupid stuff like that.
Did you see the bit on the floor outside his office, outside the communications office of the House Democrats, when Mike Lawler of New York confronted him?
Yes, I did. I didn't pull the audio of this, but Lawler went up. I saw some of the images. They were kind of jawing at one another, right?
They were going toe-to-toe. Now, here's the thing. Mike Lawler is a New York moderate Republican. He's fiscally conservative, But he's a Northeast, kind of a center-right, moderate Republican, which the party needs if you're going to win anywhere in those North Atlantic states. You have to be a little kind of center-right and a little more centrist on social issues. So Mike Law, it wasn't long ago in this country when, ideologically speaking, Mike Lawler and the leader of the Democrats, whoever that is, ideologically speaking, are not that far apart. But those two were going nose to nose, toe to toe, like they were just a ring announcer and a ref away from a cage match.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong about how, you know, the divergence, if you will, from where common sense used to be, even if you had a Democrat in charge, and to where it is now, is just mind-boggling. Let's talk about a couple other things here that are happening nationwide. On this this story that came out a couple of days ago involving Senator Hawley and other members of the Senate and one member of Congress on Jack Smith. Now, look, one of the things, because I think the facts are important, when Senator Hawley says wiretapping, these were not phone calls that were being wiretapped, right? There were still things that are questionable, egregious here that Jack Smith is accused of conducting, but they weren't listening to the phone calls of members of the Senate. Having said that, they're tracking their movements. They're trying to see who they're communicating with, right? All of that is still questionable. And I've even heard some Democrats who have said, yeah,
who's
this is
calling,
troubling.
Who's calling them, who they are calling, what location both ends of the phone are,
right.
the lengths of the call. And that's what we know now. And that's just because of a whistleblower talking to Chuck Grassley. Do we know for absolute certainty that that whistleblower can verify that the actual contents of the call weren't tapped?
We can't.
I don't know if we know everything.
I don't
yet.
Think we know that yet, but that would put that into a different stratosphere, that's for sure.
Sure would. Sure would.
But even the way it sits right now, I'm surprised.
It's still bad.
Yeah,
it's
because,
still really bad.
Look, let me play that. This guy's usually crazy. Chris Coons actually says something that might make sense here.
If true, it is something I think urgently needs more investigation, and we need to better understand on what basis the cell phones of a number of senators were targeted, not to listen to their conversations, but to track who they were calling and from where, which... just on the surface of it, would strike me as a significant invasion of the right of senators to conduct their jobs. So this is something I think needs urgent follow-up.
What do you know? Usually he's nuts. Here's Lindsey Graham.
Just so Chuck Schumer can create this theater. It's a farce, and we've got to stop all of it.
Let me know if I heard this correctly from Senator Coons, a Democrat. He seems concerned.
Well, that was the wrong soundbite, and I apologize. That was not Lindsey Graham there.
That was not Lindsey Graham,
and that was Dana Perino, so I apologize for that. But obviously, this, you know, they're going to continue to go back and forth on this. Do you have a sense, because the Democrats feel, I think, that the polling is on their side in this whole thing. At least they're convincing themselves of that.
Look, the polling is definitely not. I put up on X a little bit earlier today. So the Democratic Party, which polls right now at an approval rate of about 36%, historical lows for the Democratic Party. So that party is holding the government hostage, which, according to Harry Enten at CNN, 65% of Americans want the Democrats to accept the clean CR and end this nonsense. So a 36% approval party is shutting down the government against 65% of the country's wishes over an issue of largely consisting of health care subsidies and reimbursements for illegal aliens, an issue that cuts against Democrats 70-30. And the way to make this strategy work, the way they're going to achieve success in this plan, is for mainstream media, for legacy media, to carry their water and help them propel that message that it's really Donald Trump's fault. The same media, which, by the way, Gallup shows that has a 26% trustworthy index number right now. So keep it up, Democrats. This is exactly the way every single Republican candidate would want you to draw this plan up. This is just spectacular.
Dwayne Patterson back with us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. You know, you're out there in California. We found it very interesting, and at first I didn't think there was going to be much to this, but this news conference that took place this morning about the Palisades fire and the arrest that they made of this kid, the details are really intriguing, aren't they?
They really are, because apparently, according to reality and the real world, it's not climate change that just spontaneously combusted the Pacific Palisades.
Go figure.
It turns out that not only is this YouTube firebug arsonist responsible for setting the fire, and they've got all the evidence and details on it, but apparently he donated, although be it small donations, because he's an Uber driver by trade. He donated money to both Joe Biden and Act Blue over the last election cycle, wouldn't you know?
Yeah, go figure. Another left-wing violent person. Let me ask this question. I'm going to pitch a story idea to you here and see what you think. I mean, I don't know the answer to this. Dwayne also produces Hugh Hewitt's show. Do you guys do sometimes, and I apologize for not knowing this, but do you do lighter, like more featurey type stories on the show at all or not?
Oh! Now see, now you're getting right in my wheelhouse. Does Hugh lighten up and have fun every once in a while? He does. It's some of the best radio we ever do, in my personal humble opinion. On my Dwayne's World podcast, every Thursday, there is a humorist that lives up in Minnesota named James Lilacs, and I've known James for 25 years. Usually every Thursday, the second half of my podcast, we do the top 10 dumbest things said of the week, and I'll grab just the most insane things said by a Democrat and make my own personal 10
No, I've seen that, yeah. And you do write about that on Hot Air. I love that segment, yeah.
And every once in a while I'll write about it in Hot Air, but I'll play those clips for James, and he and I will cut up and go all sorts of places for about half an hour. So, yeah, we definitely lighten up and
well,
have fun.
And I knew that you had fun. I guess let me focus the question a little differently. And by the way, it sounds like someone's running a lawnmower in the background.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm not sure what that noise is, but it's
that would weird. That would be my studio where we have a TriCaster broadcast equipment that they decided to park in my office, so it sounds like I'm next to a air conditioner.
It's like a big hum or something. But here's my pitch, because he's a friend. He's going to be on my show on Friday. There's a guy named John O'Leary, and there's a movie that comes out tomorrow called Soul on Fire. And I don't know if you've seen the ads. This is a nationwide release. And it's an amazing story, Dwayne. John was a little kid when he set himself on fire. He should have been dead. And he's in the hospital, and the legendary Cardinals broadcaster, who also called a lot of national sports, Jack Buck, Joe Buck's father, is credited with saving this kid's life, literally, because he went to visit him in the hospital every day. And John's been a motivational speaker, and you know he's written a book about his story, but they finally made this into a feature major Hollywood motion picture. They filmed most of it here in St. Louis. It opens tomorrow. And if you're interested, if Hugh's interested, I could get John O'Leary, because it really is a magical story, inspirational. It's the kind of story we need, especially right now in America.
Yeah, send along to me. I'd love to take a look at it.
I will do that. Dwayne, always great to have you on. I appreciate it.
You got it, man.
All right, take care. That's Dwayne Patterson. He joins us from time to time. One of the stories that I did not cover with him because I want to play the audio is this Katie Porter, former congresswoman from California who's running for governor, who got into a bit of a kerfuffle with a CBS reporter out there. That's kind of fascinating. That's coming up. Chris Kerber at the bottom of the hour talking Blues hockey. They start the season tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.